Okay. Any question? What are we talking about? We're talking about the first warning, because something had happened to you, supposedly. You jumped from book two to book three. Have you seen the machines that they have a special lock for the training period that goes slowly? It has a speed limit because this is training. What? So that was book two. It was slow. Now that lock is not there anymore. You're in book three. Means straightforward for the rest of your seek. You have to remember this, because this is the secret. The secret we're talking about is here. How did he start to reveal the secret? Remember? He said, oh, okay, now you need to enrich yourself. It's like when you graduated from the university, then what do you do? That's just the beginning. Because at the university, they don't give you the information. They give you the tools and understanding about the information, basics. The rest is the rest of your life, educating yourself, becoming educated fellow, right? This is what you're going to do. He said, remember, this is the secret. This stuff is not something you really get. This is something very special, and it needs a very special way of absorbing it. You need a special truth, and that would be given to you. It's not something you could make up. It's a gift. The power to feed yourself will be given to you. You should start with one, with behaving correctly. You're at the beginning of this enrichment. So, first of all, remember the power that comes for the moment. You should stop drinking the milk. And that's a major point. So the first was the blood, second book was the milk. You should stop the milk. What is the milk? Milk is a food you trust 100%. Right? Now you want to eat? Oh. Do not accept the ready prepared food for your mind from no one. Whatever you receive shouldn't be something that you just swallow it because you received it from someone. Because there are so many people around, and you have to connect with all of them. Each of them has something to give to you. And there are wrong sources of food, so be cautious. This is what the beginning is. Nothing is milk anymore. Whatever you receive, you have to analyze, understand, swallow, and let it be a part of you. Because that's how you change. Okay? First story, which we are in, is the first cautious stuff. do not eat the children of these elephants we're talking about. Do not argue with them. Do not hurt them. Because that is that pure source of the water we are talking about. So be careful. We are in the middle of that story. That story, you remember, is divided to three paragraphs. Why? You should think about it. Because there are three different stuff, but same story. You would say, let's return to this story. Then later, the continuum of the story, right? This is how he divides it. So he has three subjects to bring in. The first one was what? The first one was the opening of this session, was the way he brought the story. We go back, a flashback to another wise man. Do you remember that wise man? The fellow who was looking for a tree that the fruit will... Suddenly, at the end, when he was coming back, he visited a wise man. Here again, we will see a wise man, again in India, because that's a paradise, okay? These people, they arrive in India. Remember the parrot that wants to go there and all the story about India and the elephants? They arrive, a wise man will see them without them asking this time. That time the guy asked for some prayers and good wishing and things like that. Here, the wise man will start the compassion of being wise started to boil in him. So he said, friends, I know you're at the very tired, you're at the path and you're hungry and all that. Let me tell you one thing. Please do not eat the children of these elephants. They look very, they're appetizing, but hesitate. Why? Because one simple rule that we talked about, and from now on, you should always remember and be careful about. These are people that they are hundreds of thousands, but it's one. We talk about them as one person. Because they are so united that there is no difference between them. So we do not face them in person. This is the first rule. So when we talk about their children, means a part of them. This is the first warning, right? Now, at the end of the paragraph, he advised you to do something. Remember, he said, do not joke with this stuff. And don't listen to the lies and cheating. That was the first advice. Today, you're the guilty party? Yes. You thought you were late, so I'm sorry.
The remainder of the story of those who molested the young elephants. The elephant takes a sniff at every mouth and keeps poking round the belly of every man to see where she will find the roasted flesh of her young.
What does that mean? What does that mean that the elephant smells what? Smells the mouth and the stomach. Means what? Means a wise man looking at you when you start to talk? He will or she will guess how did you feed culturally, where are you coming from, and all that from your talking. And what you had, what you consumed, what do you have? Yes?
So that she may manifest her vengeance and strength. You eat the flesh of God's servants, you backbite them, you will suffer retribution. Beware, for he that smells your mouth is the Creator. How shall anyone save his life except him that is true? Woe to the scoffer, whose smell shall be tested in the grave by Munkar or Naskir. There is no possibility of withdrawing the mouth from those mighty ones, nor of sweetening the mouth with medicinal ointments.
It means what? All the subject we're looking at is me coaching the result of their thought, or facing them somehow, stealing the words and all that stuff. Why do I do all this stuff? To pretend that I'm educated, to beg for respect in a way, right? The funny thing is, I could be successful. Guess what? I could fool 90% of the people that I'm very well educated. But could I ever fool a real educated wise fellow? That's where the problem is. You cannot hide it from them. You could hide it from us, the rest of us. What's the use of that? Because that is the source, that is the teacher, that's where our hope lies, and you are ruining all your hopes over there to be what? To be chosen. Do you remember? Right from the beginning we said, remember, this is the path that you will not choose. Choice is for intelligence. Needs intelligence, right? So the choice is something that belongs to intelligence, your brain. When we come to the heart, there is no question of choice. It's just the opposite. What is the opposite of it? To be chosen. Try to be so good that the coach will choose you. That's how it goes. It's purifying yourself, increasing your chance for that illumination, really. Because illumination is not something you create. Illumination is a magical stuff that happens when a lot of stuff that you gathered will melt down to make something new, something different, which is not intelligence, is a sharp consciousness. It's not thinking about, it's not thinking about, it's not thinking about, it's not thinking about.